Okay, so today let's look into an interesting topic, something that's kind of unexpected. We all know the Girl Scouts, right? You know, those iconic cookies, the uniforms, all the community service they do. But behind all that very wholesome image, the organization itself, the Girl Scouts of the USA, GSUSA, has been having some issues lately. We're talking about declining membership and some financial troubles, even some struggles going on internally.
Yeah, and what's so interesting about this is how it all connects back to their digital transformation that they attempted. You know, they brought in IBM to help them modernize. And the documents that we have give us a little peek into how it went bad and maybe even some reasons why things haven't really gone as planned for GSUSA.
You've got me hooked already. So so what kind of documents are we talking about here?
It's these internal documents that they're from a digital transformation analysis that IBM did for GSUSA.
So in this deep dive, what exactly is our mission? What are we hoping to find?
Well, the goal is to understand the IT staff and what role they played in this whole thing. Were they the ones pushing for the change? Were they actually like roadblocks? Or were they maybe, you know, somewhere in the middle just trying to do their best in a tricky situation?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's easy to just look at the big problems like the shrinking membership, budgets, stuff like that. But getting into the nitty-gritty, those internal dynamics, especially in the IT department, that can tell us a lot.
Exactly. So to give you a bit of background, GSUSA had this huge vision. You know, they wanted to create a better digital experience for everyone involved, the girls themselves, the volunteers, the parents, everybody. Imagine like streamlined cookie sales, super easy event signups, a more modern web, all those things. On paper, it sounds pretty fantastic.
Absolutely. But anybody who's ever tried to like update a website or even just switch email providers knows that even the small tech changes can become these huge headaches.
Oh, for sure. And when you're an organization as big and as layered with decades of these old systems and procedures, those headaches can turn into full-blown migraines.
Okay, so the first thing that really caught my eye in these IBM documents is this concept of their systems being built in a bottom-up way. Like, what even is that?
It's actually a pretty good analogy. What it means is that over time, they built their systems to only do one specific thing in isolation. They had one system for membership, a different one for cookie sales, another one for volunteer training, and so on. It's like they weren't meant to communicate with each other at all.
So each system is like its own island, completely cut off, can't talk to the others.
Yep. Exactly. And while that might have worked fine years ago, in today's world where everything is connected and data needs to flow smoothly between different parts of a company, it's a huge roadblock.
It's like trying to run a modern business where your sales team can't talk to the marketing team and neither of them can get any customer data. That would be complete chaos.
Exactly. And the interesting part is that the IBM report actually quotes someone from the IT team. This person says, we should have a more quality-focused approach because we only get one chance to get it right. Otherwise, we may ruin our perception with our customers.
Wow, that's pretty straight to the point. It's almost like you can hear the frustration in what they're saying. It seems like they knew this outdated system was a big problem, and they were worried about how it would impact the users.
It definitely seems that way. They knew that trying to build a modern digital experience on this shaky foundation was going to be incredibly tough.
So you have this big, ambitious vision for a digital transformation, but the technology that's supposed to support it is holding them back. And the IT staff knows about these limitations. What could possibly go wrong?